Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum, the only podcast that doesn't just visit monuments, it burns it down. That was us.
Really?
Yeah, that
was us. We were responsible for Notre Dame?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't remember doing this.
Well, mostly Poseidon. Yeah. What? If we're being honest, if the police is listening, it was mostly Poseidon. The gentleman in front of me doesn't need an introduction, but he's fresh off his Florida tour, so he's going to get one. It's goddamn Mike Tour. It's goddamn Mike Ward.
I am Mike Ward. You are Pentelis, and this man here just broke his mom's heart.
Yo, it's true, yeah.
Hello.
Pussy the Don, what did you do?
See, I signed a lease for an apartment.
Good
job.
A lease.
A single one. We told you, you're supposed to sign two just in case.
What?
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way.
It does, yeah.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, what if you go and they're like, you don't live here anymore? What do you do? You have a second lease ready.
Are you serious or you're messing with me?
I'm not messing with you. That's happened
to
you once,
right?
Why
would he mess with you? Yeah. Because someone, you rent an apartment, then halfway through the year, they want their brother to move in.
Yeah.
And then they tell you he's moving in. No, he's got a lease, and you go, well, I got two leases.
Yeah. You're like, I got two leases, yeah.
The motherfucker.
No, you didn't? Oh, yeah. You didn't get a backup lease?
No.
Okay, that's one thing we didn't teach you, Poseidon. But it's cool. You can live in the studio if anything.
Yeah.
Where's the apartment?
I'm not going to say it on the show.
No, no. Like, don't give us the address, but like the basic area.
Parkex.
Yeah,
Parkex. Okay. Parkex. That was funny. I'm not going to give you the address. Of course not, Poseidon. We want the zip code.
The door code is 7319.
You could get a copy of my key at the... Come on, Poseidon. Think.
How big is the apartment?
Oh, it's huge.
It really is, yeah.
It's the 3.5, but it's gigantic.
Okay.
It's, yeah.
Awesome.
It's really nice. Honestly, I was very happy. I was like, it's clean.
Yeah.
It's not run down.
No. Nope.
Like, I went to this other building on a few blocks down.
The roaches.
Bro. I walked into that building. She would show me apartments. And my thought walking into this the apartments that she would show me was, oh, fuck, I don't want to dirty my shoes.
Oh, really? Bro. I don't want to dirty my shoes in this shitty house that I might live in.
But you know what? It was the most suspicious thing, because I told him, remember to ask them if they have any roach problem or bed bugs. So he was so disgusted, he asked, he goes, let me ask you, you ever have problems with roaches or bed bugs? And the answer was, no, we don't. But some tenants do live with them.
Fuck.
That you do. You clearly have a... fuck?
No, she said we don't have, the building doesn't have an infestation.
Oh, okay.
But all the apartments do.
Yeah. But not the building. Like, you go up on that roof.
And it was a Filipino lady, and she goes, you know, I don't like to judge, but you know, the Middle Eastern people.
Is
like,
that what she said?
Ron, I was dying.
What, she thought they bring them in as pets? This is
I
a
love
desert.
That she,
a desert cat.
She met you, and a minute later, she was like, okay, this racism has to come out of me.
She's like, I feel like this guy, same cut of the jib as I am. I like the cut of his jib.
I see the way he's judging me.
Yeah, we're cut from the same cloth.
And then she goes, but you know, I'm Filipino, you know, and I like clean house, you know, like that. I was like, yeah.
They do. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they're very clean women. Yeah. And I was laughing inside, and I was like...
You were laughing inside? I would have been laughing outside.
Yeah. And I was like, bro, I was so disgusted walking into those apartments. I was like... Like, I'm big, and I'm loud, and I walk into places, you know? Bro, I walked into, and I was like a scared little pussycat, bro. I was like, what the
fuck? You don't want to touch the walls and shit.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. I got so paranoid after leaving from there. My ears were itchy. I was scratching myself
everywhere.
Was it
really, really cheap, though, or...?
Yeah, it was like $600.
Which is expensive for something that's disgusting. Like,
yeah.
Like, it's you know, it's not that expensive, but $600, you want it to be fucking clean.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Mike, honestly, like, in the city, you'll find for $600 and they'll be garbage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the moment I knew that it was going to be garbage apartments before she even showed me any of them.
The outside of the building?
Yeah. First of all, there's no lobby, which was a little strange.
What do you mean? You just walk into someone's house?
No, you just walk in and it's this weird, like the front entrance doesn't look like a front entrance. It looks like a back entrance.
Oh, first of all. That's the kind of entrance you've been looking for, though.
Yeah.
You're like, something I'm used to. The back entrance.
Oh, all right. It's the T-Boy house.
Yeah.
And when you walk in, there's a weird...
It's a village home.
When you walk in, there's a weird smell. Okay. And then when you walk through the hallways, you could see all the apartments, the doors, the main entrance, the doors to the... Where you walk into their apartment and people live, you could see under.
Oh, like the doors there's are really shorter. Doors are shorter than
there's
they should be.
There's a gap like this big.
So even if your neighbor has mice, they're going to get into your house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have free range.
Can you see like little children just staring at you?
Help
so
me.
Basically, you could pass like a mirror or some shit or like a camera.
Easily. That's only you thought of that. Yeah. I was scared that the insects would come in. You're like, yeah, but bro, you could do some upskirts.
I can film those dirty vaginas.
Yeah. Why would that be your thought?
It was filthy apartments. And the floors were just destroyed.
I remember he was disheartened when he went to look. He got so depressed. He's like, oh, how am I going to move out? These are all garbage. But that's what I told you a couple of years ago when I first started looking around here. I got super depressed in the beginning too because the first place I saw, the guy told me, yeah, come, we'll show you the apartment. So I went in and there was like families living there, a couple of families in the same apartment, and they didn't know we're coming. The landlord unlocks the door, opens it, and there's all these women with veils running, screaming across the hall, like, ooh, and they're grabbing their kids and shit. And I was like, oh God. And there's walking us around the house and they had like a carpet, but it was half taken out. It looked like a war zone. There was holes in the wall. And I was like, what the fuck? And I was all like, yeah, weird. Fuck. And he's like, and it looked disgusting. And then he goes, if you want, you know, it's a fixer-upper.
Yeah, fixer-upper.
You put a bit of money and fix it. I go, why would I fix it? I would be renting
it. Fix it up?
I go, I'm renting. Why would I fix it? You should fix it. He's like, you know, if you want to live nicer. I go, if I want to live nicer, I would live in the streets. Like, yeah.
Fuck. Well, you know what's fucked up, too, about visiting those apartments? Is if you visit, like, I remember the last time I rented, I visited, like, three or four that were disgusting.
Okay.
And once you get to the third one, you almost get used to it.
Yeah.
So you're like, okay, this is going to be my life from now on.
I live here now.
Yeah, the first time you're like, I can't fucking wash in that. And then at the end, you're like, cool, the water's kind of clear.
Yeah.
This is about.
The water's brown. Thank God it was black the other place. Yeah. We're fine.
Fucking moving on up.
It happened to me when I was looking last month. Remember, I started to get disheartened, the no windows, this and that. And then finally, I went to the place that was actually nice. And that's why I didn't question like the difference in rent. I was like, all right, fine, I'll pay you anything. Just I don't want to live in a dungeon.
And the new place on that you signed the lease for now. That's
yeah. What's up. That he signed the leases.
The leases too, just in case. I don't think I'm gonna need them both because they seem pretty cool. But just in case, I doubled up.
Okay.
Yeah. Wait, you didn't know it was your first place.
Yeah.
And I doubt they're honestly. I doubt they're gonna kick you out.
Yeah. Anyway, as long as it's notarized, you're okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did. He went on. Who was your notary?
What?
Who's your notary?
What do you mean?
Who notarized the lease for you?
To make it legal.
Oh, the lawyer.
Which lawyer? Your lawyer.
No, the lady has a lawyer for the building.
No, but who notarized it for you? Who notarized your portion? She has her own. You have your own. That's how it works. That's why it's legal.
What's your name, man?
So you have to notarize. That's what a notary. You have to notarize your side of the contract so that your part, or else she could literally kick you out tomorrow. She could take your first and last month rent and kick you out because it's not legally binding.
Did you give her your credit card number?
No.
Okay.
Wait. How did you?
I signed the lease, bro.
You're not a lawyer. You have to get it notarized.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you do.
What do you mean?
Well, how do you think notaries make money? What do you think they do?
Notaries is for
contracts. Oh, he's fucked. He's gonna
stop messing with me, bro.
He's going to be homeless in no time.
This is my first apartment, bro. Stop, bro.
Motherfucker. Do you have, like, all the furniture you need?
Yeah, mostly.
Okay.
Remember we talked about this. He has mostly, and then he's like, I have a table and a TV.
Well, actually, now I have a couch, too.
Okay.
Nice.
Couch, table?
No, so all I'm missing is a coffee table, kitchen table, chairs, and a stand for the TV.
Okay.
In the living room.
Very nice.
That's it.
You're gonna be fine.
It comes with a fridge and stuff.
Yeah.
Is there a dishwasher?
No. But I don't really care.
Okay.
I'll wash
you. You should have asked the
manually.
You could have asked the Filipino lady from the other building.
Yeah. Yeah.
My new place doesn't have a dishwasher. You want to come over?
Yeah.
I need one of you.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
How much are you paying?
$7.75.
Okay. That's a good price.
No.
It's a very good price for the size.
For the size, and hot water is included as well. Just heating and electricity I pay on my own.
Okay.
But man, I was looking at some other places. Like I downloaded the app Padmapper.
What the fuck is that?
Padmapper, it's basically you. It's apartment hunting, but through an app.
It's called Padmapper.
Yeah. It's.
Sounds like period porn.
Yeah. Padmapper.
It kind of does, actually.
Is it a heavy flow? I'm going to pad map the shit out of you.
Let's check Padmapper.
It's called.
Oh, there's a girl with a heavy flow 2 blocks away, bro. That's what it sounds like.
It's called Padmapper, and the little emblem is a little frog.
Okay. So it's a racist app. Yeah.
So what? How's that? I'm confused. I am dressing green.
Frenchy le appartement. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But bro, you want to rent a French apartment? Get this frog app.
I saw one place. It was so sick. It was like. You walk in, it was like condo style, but it was like...
How much was it, just level. Before you continue?
It was $1,300.
There you
for
go.
For 3.5. But it was beautiful.
That was out of the... Wait, $1,300 for 3.5?
Yeah.
That's heavy duty.
But hold on, bro. It was like top.
Beautiful, yeah.
It was top. And it was bigger. Like, it was two levels.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Those
yeah.
are fun.
Yeah.
You could throw people off the top. You heard about that kid who got in the mall?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh, dude. So... Some kid, it was an Arab guy. Some Arab guy grabbed
a black
kid.
Guy.
No, we thought it was a black guy. It was an Arab guy.
Oh, shit.
It doesn't matter, but that's what it was. He grabbed a kid from the third floor in the mall and threw him off. The kid almost died. But
apparently did he know the kid?
No, apparently he didn't like him.
Apparently.
It's like, it was a yappy young man.
Fucking
but
Christ.
Here's what CBS did because they didn't want to look racist. So they tweet out and they tweet over the last weekend. The kid who took a plunge off the third floor or whatever. So I looked at this, I go, plunge. I go, this kid was tossed off.
And you see an Arab guy like that.
So me, I comment, I go, hey, dudes, stop smearing the child name. Yeah. He didn't fucking commit suicide. Somebody threw him off. And then a lot of people complained. So they deleted the tweet and they changed the article around. They got,
oh, really?
Yeah, they got a lot of, because I, even me, when I saw it, I go, don't ruin the kid's name. Yeah. He didn't take a plunge.
Yeah,
the kid was sitting there with his mom and the guy's like, fuck this kid.
Jesus, what a fucking weirdo the guy was. What, the mom, that's got to be a rough day.
You ever seen Anchorman?
Yeah.
Do you remember when Jack Black kicked his dog off the bridge?
Yeah.
That's what I imagined.
If I was that kid's dad, though, I would commit a murder.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Throw my kid off the balcony. Oh, my God.
Only I throw my kid off the balcony. Bro.
Yeah.
But that man would get such a savage.
You couldn't have thrown the mom. She's the one causing problems.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he Abdul, wrong one. I told you the tall, yappy one.
You only get half. The small, yappy one, still problematic.
Fuck, Jesus Christ. Yeah. What the fuck is wrong with people?
We live in a weird time. You saw what happened in Sri Lanka and shit. We live in a very, very,
very,
very weird
strange times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Hillary Clinton and Obama refused to say the words Christian, so people were talking about that. They kept saying Easter worshipers they didn't want to say Christians.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and people are like, why don't you just say, why is Christian a bad word? Just say Christians.
Easter worshipers. Yeah. What the fuck?
Which is longer, especially on a medium like Twitter, which... You have
every
less characters
letter
to use.
Counts.
Easter worshippers. They didn't want to say Christians.
And that doesn't even roll off the tongue well.
It's terrible.
Easter worshipper. Yeah. It sounds weird.
You know what it also sounds like? It's one letter away from saying Eastern worshippers. Coincidence? I think not.
You still smoking crack? You still smoking that crack? But yeah, Easter worshippers, and people were upset. And I kind of understand, like, it is, even if you're Muslim and they call you, they're like, who was attacked? Ramadan worshippers.
Yeah.
Like what?
It actually even sounds like kind of racist.
Easter worship.
Yeah. Those fucking Easter weirdos.
Yeah, yeah.
It sounds like those fucking the fucking Ramadan goons.
Yeah, it's interesting, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that they just didn't want to say it.
Interesting times.
Interesting times. And apparently there was videos of the guy who orchestrated it all, because ISIS took responsibility. He was one of those guys down there. And he had like videos and shit, and they knew about him. And apparently the government was warned that there might be an attack, but nobody takes that shit seriously anymore until it happens. And over 300 people are dead now.
You figure people would start taking shit seriously since the first attack.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucked up that they go, no, we knew about him, but...
Because if you know, like, oh, they're planning on doing something Easter Sunday to these Catholic church, you're like, eh, probably not.
Yeah, probably.
Why don't you put somebody to just keep spying on them?
Yeah.
And the guys with backpacks walk out of there, you fucking follow them or you question them.
Exactly.
You know? But they're like, nah, we're probably cool. It's a nice day. Who's gonna
fucking?
Who wants to end their life?
All talk.
All yapping.
You know how those fucking Arabs are. All talk.
Like, why wouldn't you at least put a guy to monitor?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or just somebody with a fucking sniper, you know, just fucking.
Well, no, you can't off people that haven't done anything. It could just be a guy who goes to the mosque. He comes out. He's like, "This was a great day."
Poor man's coming out of the store with like peaches in his backpack.
They just off him.
Look at that motherfucker going to the market.
They accidentally killed Abdul Butt for no reason. What do you have in his backpack? Jokes, bro. Dangerous jokes.
You know what I meant? Is like they have somebody watching, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I said. That's like, what they should have done.
And then if they seem like they're going to make something go boom, just fucking.
Well, there's videos that were released. I saw one of the guys walking through and going to inside the church. And they have cameras everywhere, by the way, in Sri Lanka, apparently. And he has his backpack. It's full. And then he detonates in the church. Fucking terrible, bro. All these, there was kids. There was all these people who, they weren't bothering anybody. They went to church. It's like the guy with the mosque last month in New Zealand. It's all, you're killing people that aren't in a war.
Yeah. What's fucked up, too, about, like, it being in Sri Lanka is now we're talking about it. And in 2 days, we're going to forget.
Of course.
Because it's not like if it was in New York or Toronto or L.A., we'd talk about it for like 20 years. But we're like, ah, fuck them. Kind of.
I already forgot. You know why? Yeah. I just remembered that this podcast is brought to you by Planet Hoster. Mike, what do you know about Planet Hoster?
Planet Hoster is a they host websites.
Yeah.
That's what they do. They host websites from Sri Lanka.
From Sri Lanka?
It's the planet.
The entire planet.
The whole entire planet. They host on my website, mikeward.ca. They've been doing that for a while now. My website never crashes.
Never.
I can fucking plug shit. It used to be my old web server. If I plugged something on a big show, like when we were on Rogan, it would have crashed. Planet Hoster didn't crash.
Didn't crash. In fact, I tested out. I go on his website a lot. I put multiple browsers, 3 different laptops, and I keep clicking refresh. No problem.
He tries sending me viruses.
Yeah, and nothing works because of Planet Hoster. And they have servers in North America and in France. The ones in France might be on fire right now, for being honest. But in North America, they're fine. So you always have a backup. If you use promo code 2DRINKMINIMUM, like you see here lighting up, you get yourself a discount, the 2-drink minimum discount, which is the best discount they're going to give anyone. Why? They like Mike.
What's a discount?
I think it's 25% off.
25% off. Yeah. Wow. That's awesome.
That's not bad.
Yeah, they
like me. They told me they like you. Don't care for this guy.
Oh, that's what they said, They said we don't care
for him. It would have been 50% off.
Yeah.
But that's a
fucking...
That's a quarter off.
It's great. Their prices were already very competitive to begin with. Yeah.
Interesting.
PlanetHoster.com. So if you need to start a website, or if you're looking to even have a kind of a website that's just your RSS feed, because a lot of people are starting podcasts now, these are the guys to go with. You could trust them. They give you a great discount. Plus, Mike already dealt with him for years, and he's had no problems.
No problem.
PlanetHoster.com. We love them. They love us. They love you guys in return. And now, back to the Poseidon Files. You look good today. You look
you
look like a dad, but not a single dad. You look like a married, wealthy dad who cheats on his wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. With masseuses.
You look like, you're going to go fuck one of your mistresses. Not the hottest one.
But one of them.
The one that you're most comfortable with.
Yeah.
Because you're not dressed fancy, but you're kind of fancy.
Yeah. I like it.
Semi-fancy.
Yeah, semi-fancy.
I'm smancy.
You're sem-fancy.
I'm fancy.
Yeah. You told your wife you're going to go play golf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to go cover up some other holes.
Cover up holes? That means you don't understand golf or sex. I'm just going to cover up holes.
Well, you know what I meant, bro. You know what I meant, bro.
He's high-fiving anuses. Like fucking anal is awesome.
are you going to put it in? Who in the what now?
High five, bro.
Thank you so much. By the way, I don't know why people enjoy this so much, but I think I'm really good at it.
I'm just smacking vaginas.
Yeah.
I don't get how people come.
Yeah.
Well, if you smack a vagina like this, lightly, continuously, and very quickly, on the clit, she can come.
Yeah, but not if you do it.
She could come, but how are you going to come if that's all you're doing?
Oh, I'm playing with myself at the same time.
Okay, yeah. Dude. Oh, shit. Did you see that the UFC girl, well, not UFC, but MMA fighter in Brazil that some dude was jerking off looking at her in a photo shoot.
And she beat the shit out of him.
I was so happy when I saw that.
Oh, but did you guys see the comments on Facebook.
No.
On that art, bro, I was dying. This one guy wrote, he wrote, was man, they were going to be online anyways at a price. The guy was just trying to get an early slice.
Like, but wait, like, she wasn't naked. She was just doing swimsuit shit.
Yeah.
And then the guy was standing there, standing up, looking at her, jerking. You know how weird that is?
That's
I'm
very
so glad it happened to a UFC fighter so she could beat the shit out of him because it's so funny.
But bro, it happens more often than you'd think, like especially in the Montreal Metro.
Which part? The beating up masturbators or masturbators?
The masturbators.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Bro, like in the Montreal Metro, I think every person I've spoken to that works downtown has a story.
Asked you
about,
to stop masturbating.
No, has a story about a person masturbating in the subway.
Oh, do you remember 2013, Concordia had a problem in their library. Do you remember that?
Yeah, people kept masturbating in the library.
It wasn't people. They said it was one person that kept masturbating. Stop
in the library?
In the library.
That's a weird place to jerk off to.
It's smart because nobody can yell.
Yeah.
It's against the rules.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would.
Nobody can yell. Help. Help. There's a rape.
Yeah.
Stop jerking off. He's like, yeah, keep whispering. Keep whispering things to me. Whisper dirty to me, whore.
Yeah, that's what's happening.
Sir.
Yeah, that's
yes, ma'am. And then the librarian is just like, quiet.
Shh.
Let the man masturbate quietly.
The masturbator's just there. Hey, little mama, let me whisper in your ear.
Stop saying that. You're obsessed with that line.
I know.
But you think he was jerking off in the library and the librarian couldn't do anything? Because, like, well, he is reading a book and he does have a membership card.
No one comes here anymore.
Yeah.
Since, and plus, no one
he's the only one that comes here literally.
No one goes to the library since the internet. And the internet, there's so much porn. So this guy is really hurting. Yeah. If you have to go masturbate in the library.
No, but libraries are very popular because students go there to study.
Yeah, I think he was the reason why he became uncomfortable.
He wanted to watch hot, young, smart women.
Yeah, he was jerking off. Well, there's no guarantee they were smart, but he was jerking off with college women.
But he thinks they're smart because they're reading.
Yeah.
Which makes him.
Why didn't he just type into Pornhub?
It's not. Look, dude, are you a public masturbator?
No.
So then you don't know what they go through. You don't know what they get off on. Remember how you told us last time that you only get off with porns that are people banging their moms? He only gets off when it's like close proc. He sees the person. You know, he sees the person. Now, what I always wonder about that is, don't you lose your erection when they're yelling at you?
Yeah, or the UFC girl once they have like a rear
a triangle
naked choke.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, this is okay. I'm into the whole fucking autoerotic asphyxiation,
but this is too much.
or like he's there. He's like, oh yeah, squeeze harder. Get it?
Yeah, you said his joke in a retarded way.
Oh, that's what you meant. I thought you meant the opposite. I thought you meant like once he gets put into the chokehold, he's gonna be like, ah, oh, let go. Okay, I get it. I thought that's what you meant.
No, that's not what I meant.
You are okay. So there's the joke beside him. Look, and it's dead. You killed it. You murdered it. You murdered the poor joke. It was walking around happy.
My apologies.
And then it died.
That guy. I wonder if the guy that was like the guy in at Concordia was he. They probably, it makes them come when people confront them, I think. Because if you're going to jerk off in public, you want to be caught, I think, right? Because you wouldn't be jerking off in public.
No, I think it's the risk of being caught.
Yeah, it's probably the risk because if you get, it's kind of stupid to get caught, right? Because you want to keep doing it. You can't do it if you're caught.
So you want someone to see you and then you come and run away?
I think you want to come and them not and nobody knowing that you came. That gets them hard. Like nobody knows that I just jerked off next to 50 people.
Can't you just do that in your house though? And you're like, then no one does know. Yeah. And you're like, this is the best. No one knows.
It's the risk. It's the risk. Like there's certain girls that they like to bang in public.
Yeah.
Like, bang me in the car. Do the, you know, in the parking lot. Like, what?
It's weird. I had this weird flashback yesterday. I forget where I was driving, but I drove in front of this place. And I remember when I first moved to Montreal, there was a chick that wanted me to fuck her in a bar. And I'd fucked her in the bar on the pool table. And then we got kicked out. And then I ended up fucking her on the street.
Jesus.
And then but when she went into her house, like we finished fucking. And then I walked her home because I'm a gentleman.
Exactly.
So I walk her home. She gets in her house. And then the lights came on, like a car turned his lights off. Because in the old days, you know, you could run without the lights. And this dude was like, get in the car. And this was this girl's boyfriend. I didn't know she had a boyfriend. And then I was like, I'm fucking dead. I'm so dead. And the guy, I was just trying to be funny and just, I was shooting shit. And then after a while, like I made him laugh a couple of times. And then he dropped me off at Vendôme Metro.
Oh, he told you too to get in the car? I thought only her.
No, just me. She was already in her house.
Oh, shit.
And then he was like, get in the car. And I was like, no, I'm good. He was like, no, get in the car. And then I got in. And then we started driving, and then I was like, I got to make this guy laugh or else I'm dead. I made him laugh, and then he dropped me off at the metro, and then he was like, I'm like, this isn't my metro. He was like, get off here. He was like, I was going to murder you, but you made me laugh. And I was like, oh, shit.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I don't know if he was actually going to kill me, but I did fuck his girlfriend.
And did he know, though?
He knew?
Yeah, yeah. He was, because I saw him in the bar. I just didn't know they were together. Yeah.
What? Oh, wow. That
yeah, because she was like this fucking, she was this weird girl. She was a friend of a friend, and she was insanely hot, insanely hot. And I was, she for some reason, I used to be thin, and she kept on looking at me going, are you a swimmer? And for some reason, that turned me on, I think because she was hot and stupid. So then we just started making out, and I started fucking her on the pool table. And I didn't think of asking, are any of these guys your boyfriend? Like, if you're fucking someone in public.
But what a whore.
She is a very big whore. She was very hot. She probably died of AIDS like fucking 30 years ago.
Jesus Christ.
Or not 30. Well, 20 years ago. I've had AIDS for 20 years. She probably died 20 years ago.
Fuck, that is ballsy on her part. How did that guy not kill you guys while you're banging in the street?
Whoa. I don't know. But that's when, like, he was very afraid of his girlfriend.
Okay.
I think.
So she was cucking him.
Because he was, like, when we were all in the bar before I started fucking her, it was me, my friend, her, and this guy. And I thought that my friend was going to fuck her. And I started like hitting on her just to kind of piss off my friend to show him that I could steal his girlfriend if I wanted to. But I was actually stealing the other guy's girlfriend. It was very weird.
Years ago, there was... I'll tell you then, because he knows the guy. I'll tell you later who the guy is.
Oh, God.
But this was fucking... Wow, this was maybe... 6 years ago, 7 years? This was a long time ago.
No, it's still pretty recent.
Yeah, it's not that recent. Is it 6, 7 years?
6 years ago? Anything less than 10, it's pretty recent.
Oh, it's 100% less than... I'm pretty sure it's
more
less than
10. More than 10, it starts to become old news.
No, but listen to this. So I hooked up with this girl, and I was at Mitos. There was a guy talking to me who I knew. I'll tell you who it is later. And he was talking to me about his ex, how... she broke up with him and how he's in love with her still, but he hates her and she's pretty sure she's banging another guy and he's going to find him and all this stuff, right? And then his friend, they started talking and then it started to come out that the girl that they were talking about was the same girl, but nobody knew because before that I was talking about a girl that I hooked up with. So then when I realized who they were talking about, bro, they're like, bro, are you okay, bro? You look hot. Like my face was all red and I was like, these fucking bitches, bro. What are you gonna do, bro? And then I sat like, and I was all red. I was like, oh, geez, this is so awkward because I was saying how I'm banging this. And he's like, my ex is fucking horrible. If I still love her, but she's a fucking horrible. If I know who she's banging, I'm going to kill her. And then I figured out it was the same girl we're talking about.
Fuck. Jesus. And he didn't pick up on that?
Nobody. There's no way they could have. I was the only one who knew because they said her. I didn't say a name or anything. They said her name and stuff. And then I realized, I wasn't scared of the guy. It was just awkward.
Yeah.
It was just so awkward. Yeah. And to this day, he's going to find out after the show. But to this day, the guy doesn't know.
Oh, shit. Yeah. But I don't understand his logic, though. He's going to kill the guy that she's banging because she broke up with him. Like, I don't understand his logic.
But you know how people are. I already made that argument, how people are stupid. How the contract you have, let's say if your wife cheats on you. It sucks. But the person you should be mad at is her because you have the contract. You agreed with her. It's not the guy's fault.
The guy's just doing his time.
Yeah. Especially in that situation, I didn't even know about.
Yeah, and plus, if they're not even together anymore, it's just.
But I didn't even know. I didn't even know that it was ever a thing or anything. I found out by sitting at the table, and we're talking about two different. We're talking about girls, and we're talking about two different things. I'm talking about a girl I hooked up with. He's talking about a girl that broke up with him, and then it turned out that it was the same girl.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, don't say anything. Don't say. But I was so red that the other guy's like, you okay, bro? You look hot. And I was like, no, I'm fine, bro. It's fucking hot here. But I was like, oh, Jesus Christ, because it's so awkward, bro. It's such a...
Did you see her again after?
No. I stayed away.
Did she call you or text you?
In the beginning,
you?
Yeah. Okay. But you ignore a couple of texts and then it stops.
It's very interesting.
Yeah. Fucking interesting.
Oh.
What?
No, never mind.
You have a good story?
No.
You're going to save it for the full show?
Huh? No. I was going to say I thought I knew who it was.
Oh, I'll tell you who it was. You're going to fucking explode. I'm going to tell you as soon as it's done. Because it's actually close to your home. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's the shot for this week.
Did you fuck his mom? Is that how you met his dad?
I'll tell that. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the shot. Remember, download the show on iTunes, not just watch on YouTube. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Download on Google Play. Leave a review. Rate it. Let them know that you like this show.
Especially if you're in another country than Canada, so that we can be on the charts in different Greece, countries. In fucking Indonesia, in Turks and Caicos.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Wherever. If you're on different stores.
Yeah.
So we need that. Head over to compoundmedia.com for the full episodes. Use promo code Canada20 to get yourself 20% off. MikeWard.ca is where you're going to go to find out all of Mike's tour dates, his French podcast, his upcoming projects, all on MikeWard.ca. YouPorn.com/TransferPoseidon, PantelisComedy.com for me. And that's it. That's all you're getting.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.